Okay, so we hopefully will finish Mueller today and move on. So we will, here, let's go to
What's the
number.
opposite of Mueller?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, so let's move to number 20. We've seen now many different Moleds, and we saw that Moled Chom was the only one for some reason Rambam did believe in. But now we're going to move into one more, and this is from actually from later in the Masechta, but I just put it here. So the Gemara introduces yet another one, which is Ein Motines HaOr. You can't create a new fire on Yontif, right, number 20. 20. Yeah. 20?
Second page.
20. It's right at the top. Right at the top. My time. We all know this, right? You can't, you know, light a new fire on Yom Tov. We spread. We mamshicha fire, but we don't create a new one because it's molid. Now, what does molid mean? So, with the exception of molid chom, as we noted, the Rambam always denies that there's such a thing as molid. I mean, he does that here as well. So, you look in 21, he says, Ein motinat eish, lo min ha'etim, lo min ha'avadim, lo min ha'matchos, right? You can't create a new fire from wood, from stone, from metal. Kigon shechochen osan zu bezu, makan zu bezu, ashatete ha'eish, right? For example, you can't, like, you know, flint, yeah, whatever exactly you do to it, you know. Oschuches, melei ha'mayim, shenichon osan kenegad, in ha'shemesh, ad shiach, or nigel ha'pishon, chayotu be'idlok, right? You can't take your magnifying glass and create a, you know, and focus the sunlight to create a fire, anything you're going to do. Kol zeh chayotu be'osu b'yom tov. All this is us, or why? Because you're only allowed to continue in a pre-existing fire. Avalahamsi. Eish Asr. To create a new fire is Asr. Now, why? Gemara had said Molid. But we know the Rambam barely believes in Molid. So what does he say? Sharei Efter Lahamsi Yisom Erev. The Rambam says, seemingly, because you could have done an Erev Yantiv. And therefore it's Asr. And anything you could do on an Erev Yantif, we forbid you to do on Yantif. Now, the truth is, we don't do that with Ochel Nefesh, but we do by Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, right? By things that are not direct Ochel Nefesh. So we tell you, you should do it before Yom Tov. So the Rambam assumes, right, that that's the issue.
What if the power goes out?
So still, fundamentally, you could do it before Yom Tov, right? I mean, you know, and all those things. Right, the only reason you want to do it in Yom Tov is because you didn't do it before Yom Tov. But the Rambam assumes the problem here isn't molid, right?
Alan, are you asking whether you're allowed to, if it does go out by a chance?
No, if it doesn't go out, you still can, right? Because it's the same as anything else, where as you know, at a fundamental level, it was possible. The fact that, you know, in your case, you did the best you could and didn't work out, right? Halacha works in generalities.
I mean, it sounds like the Rambam saying you should have lit both. You should have had two lights before,
or whatever you should have done, right? However you want to formulate it. But the point is that the issur isn't about molid. Seemingly, it's about probably machshirei ochol nefesh, which you're supposed to do in erev yantiv and not in yantiv. The Raivit challenges it. I'm Rav Ram VeYomer Meneshu Molid Vein Ganachanav Utam Shavarsh B'Gemara. He said, I don't understand, right? The Gemara said it's molid. Why does the Rambam not like molid? Every time the Gemara says molid, the Rambam denies that it exists, but that's exactly what the Rambam does. Every time the Gemara introduces Molid, he denies it exists, except for Molid Chom. But here, this is Molid Or, and again, the Rambam denies that it exists, at least seemingly, and therefore chalks it up to a different reason. You have it's the same as last week. Okay. The Mi'iri in 22. Also challenges him, which makes sense. The Meiri almost always follows the Raivit, right? People don't notice this, but the Meiri almost always follows the Raivit because the Raivit is his gadol, right? His personal hero. Because people think it's the Rambam, it's not. I mean, he likes the Rambam, but the people think that the Meiri's hero is the Rambam because in the Meiri there's the Perush Mishnayos LaHarambam before every passage in the Meiri, but the Meiri didn't put it there. That's just because the only manuscript we have that we used to print it had that, but it doesn't seem like the Meiri actually had put it there. On the other hand, the Meiri was from Provence, and the Gadol in Provence was the Raivid. Right? So the Meiri very much cares about the Raivid. He does also care about the Rambam, but he often follows the Raivid, also the Balei Tosfos. So he comments, he says, The Rambam says that the reason that it's usur is because you could have done it before. Hutema, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. Sorry, Gemara, Peters Lahedya, Mishum the Kamolda. Like, what? Again, what does the Rambam have against Molid? But again, over and over, the Rambam seems to believe that Molid, when the Gemara says Molid, it doesn't mean some new Isser. It always means something else, or he just rejects it, or whatever exactly it is. But that's the position of the Rambam. But again, most of the Rishonim, like they did every other time, say there is this prohibition to create something new on Yantif. Or on Shabbos, midir Rabbanan, because of Molid. So now the Achsam Yachron try to defend the Rambam. So you look at the Taz, for example, 23. The Taz says, Nir Lefian is Daiti, Kavanas Rambam, the Alpha Gav, the Dom Melochel Nefesh, Ein Heter. And maybe the Rambam means is as follows, that even though it's sort of like Ochel Nefesh, right, you need the fire to cook, it's not Mutter. Why? Ki lo hitira Torah Ochel Nefesh el Letakein. So the Ravid introduces something, and he says, you know what the Rambam thinks the word molid means? Not what everyone else thinks it means, that it's a new prohibition. He said, no, the Rambam has a chiddush on a biblical level that ochel nefesh means you're allowed to fix, you're allowed to improve that which already exists. You're allowed to take food and cook it. You're allowed to take an animal and shecht it. Ela shalohaya roi lochla below atikun, right? Ochel nefesh means, right? Ach kolash yazel chol nefesh ulevadoi oseh lochem. Right? Anything which is needed for food, you can do. What do you can you do? So the Taz is mechadesh, and maybe the Rambam thinks something very radical. That what it means is you can take food and you can fix it. Right? That's it. Kimobishol nafia. Right, yeah. But to create something ex nihilo, to create food out of nowhere, right, from magic, I don't know, right, or create fire for right. Food, or use your sefer yetzira to make food, well, I don't know, whatever, right, that is actually a Shaila in Poskim. You know, you laugh, but there's so much literature on that in Poskim, it's absurd. Partially because it's a Gemara, and the Gemara does talk about it. I don't get it, but okay. He says, Zelo tira ha-Torah, the Torah never said, it's mutter. El dekashal zem, ken heecha hitira ha-Torah nefesh, kevan shifshar below eish. And then the Rambam had a question. Well, wait a second. How could it be that you can't use fire on Yom Tov? You need fire to cook, and you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Velo zeh tiritem Rambam, shariyaf shem yibarev. Uba zeh dafka tira ha-Torah nefesh. So to that, the Rambam's answer is no. You only need to spread fire on Yom Tov. You don't need to create fire on Yom Tov. So the Taz says, what does the Rambam think the word molid means? Not what Rashi thinks, Miri thinks, the Ravid thinks, that molid means there's a new Isser Derabbanan to create something new on Yom Tov. The Rambam doesn't believe that. The Rambam thinks that it's a limitation within Ochel Nefesh, that within Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to be mitakein and not leholid. Right? You're allowed to fix, you're allowed to improve, you're not allowed to create. And therefore, when the Rambam sees the word molid, he doesn't think the word molid is an independent Isser Derabbanan. He thinks it's a shorthand for Ochel Nefesh is only permitted if you're fixing, you're improving that which already exists for food purposes, but if you create something new, which you should have done before Yom Tov, so then, it's not mutter under the rubber of Ochel Nefesh, and it's biblically prohibited because it's a malacha, right? That's the Taz's sort of very...
How does that fit into the Gemara, though?
Right? So that's how he reads the word molid, right? Instead of what everyone else says, molid is an independent isser, he said molid means, simply, you created something new. And the Taz reads into that, for the Rambam, that Ochel Nefesh is only mutter if it's not creating something new, it's improving, right? And therefore, the Taz reads this out of existence. So for the Rambam, with the exception of the case of Molid Chom, right, he rejects every single possible case of Molid, right? He rejects it by the ice, right, by the crushing of the ice. He says it's about Tochen. He rejects it in Arsugya because he thinks that the Gemara rejected it. It was a Havamina of the Gemara, but in the end, it's about Mechabe, right? He rejects it in this Gemara because he interprets it as a function of Ochel Nefesh, right? Time after time, the Rambam goes, and he just doesn't believe that there is this rabbinic prohibition called molid.
Well, we weren't going back, I don't know how long ago, I thought the Rambam held that certain malachot on Yom Tov just don't exist. What is the Rambam?
So the Ramban does. That's the Ramban, not the Rambam.
Keep on mixing them up.
Now the Ramban thinks that, not the Rambam.
Not the Rambam, okay.
Well, the Rambam does think of it, but not the way... The Ramban thinks that about any Ochel Nefesh-related malacha. The Rambam, as we'll see, probably...
I thought the Rambam had four malachas on, on Yom Tov, that those four malachas are Ochel Nefesh malachas, and therefore they're permissible.
Right, so the Rambam does. The Ramban has a much more expansive thing. The Rambam has it by two malachos.
So,
and you're right that one of them is Mavir, but that's complicated, so we have to come back
okay,
to
but
that.
If you viewed it that way here, then what the Rambam says is consistent with his... What he
well, believed. Inconsistent, because one of those malachot is mavir.
Right, so mavir is just the passing of fire.
Oh, you'd say that's the passing of fire. Yeah, maybe, but it would be a little bit weird. But, I mean, that's what the Taz is going to interpret the Rambam, yes. So that's the position of the Taz, and that's how he defends the Rambam. And again, maintaining the Rambam doesn't believe in this dirabanan called molid. However, the Taz is really a minority position, both within Rambam and lehalacha.
Taz is just explaining the Rambam. You might not talk to him.
Right. Meaning the Taz.
Also, is that, according to Rambam, this thing about a new fire is a deraisa, not
a deraisa bidyuk. Right. According to Taz, he thinks the Rambam thinks this is deraisa exactly. Now, the Taz is a minority position even within Rambam, as we'll see, and for sure lahalacha, as we saw, all the Rishonim do accept molid, except for the Rambam, the Rif, which are important people, but still, well, not everybody. We saw that in the beginning, but the Bir Halacha. Notes this, and he says, "Ein motzien." So, ayin b'mishnah brura le'inyan diavad to mutter l'shtamish b'hen. Right? What happens if you did do it? So, can you use it? So, according to most people, you can, because it's only derabana. And then, if you used it, you made the fire. So, post facto, we would let you use it, according to the Taz. Right? Because normally the halacha is that by ma'isa Shabbos, so by daraisa. We're more machmer. I don't want to get into the exact details of my Shabbos because the machlokas and the Gemara and machlokas la halacha and shenir ches. But we're more makel on the Rabbanan. So Mishnah Brura says we don't paskin like the Rambam, and therefore if you did light the fire, you could use it. V'chein niski mo'achronim abach mogen avram el yarabav shagas aryeh right all the achronim udelo kataz. The Taz not only does he interpret the Rambam this way, in the end he does paskin this way. Right, that it doesn't mean the oraisa shemachmer zeve kol shekhen shalos ratafshol is basha beleish. Right, the Taz, because he thinks it's the oraisa, thinks that you can't use the fire, you can't use the food you cook from the fire. According to the other achronim, once the fire is lit, even if it was usher, you're allowed to use the fire, and for sure you're allowed to eat the food that was cooked with the fire, because it's only the rabbanon. It's only the rabbanon molid in the end of the day. Ule inyan ikra isra imu da oraisa. The rabbanon, so da's a Taz u da oraisa. We divrei abar shenura, right? Because the Barzner said it's sort of like a malacha, right? Meaning it's a derabanan. And that's really the consensus that most of the Acharnim assume, not like the Taz's interpretation of the Rambam, but think that it's only a derabanan. Now the Aruch HaShulchan defends the Rambam in a different way. And I find this a bit hard to believe, but we'll see. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, the Rambam meant molid, well, nolad. Rambam, who denies it every other time, he must mean it here, right? He says, v'nir lefi hazneis daiti, divada gam hu sofer atam mishum nolad. It can't be, right? Lo yachol liyot. It just can't be that the Rambam is such an outlier. I don't know why it can't be. He said it every other time. He literally said it every time except for one when it came up in Shas. But okay, the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't want to accept it. She says, Elo dave koshele, hech efter lasar otos eish miyomtev. What was the Rambam's problem? He didn't get it. Why should it be usher to create a new fire on Yomtev? Sharekev and Shatore, tira lefus lavashal biyomtev. If you're allowed to cook, and you're allowed to bake, vein bishul vafia blow or, and you can't cook or bake without fire, I mean, now you can, but then you couldn't. Imkain, hare behach, I mean, usually couldn't. Imkain, hare behach reyach, shetira ator lasar eish biyomtev. So obviously you can use fire on Yomtev. V'laze omer, so what does the Rambam answer? It's not true. It's not true that you need to create fire. It's true that you need to use fire. And then he says, therefore, what is the Rambam saying? it's only like a machshir, mashiachal azmer of Yom Tov, aser b'yom tov min haTorah. And the halacha is that by machshir ochal nefesh that you could have done erev yantiv, we forbid it biblically. Va'af, not because of what the Taz said, right? Not because creating something new is aser, simply because of a rule that we know throughout the halacha, which is that machshir ochal nefesh that can be done in erev yantiv can't be done on yantiv. Va'af im zeu keochal nefesh asmo. Mikol makom derabanan aser, he said, alternatively, maybe it is ochal nefesh, and mi derabanan it's aser. And he said, I think that's the truth. Right? And this is coming back to what Howie said. Is that first he said, maybe you could say that making a new fire is also mida araisa, because it's only machshire yochal nefesh, and machshire yochal nefesh, there are efshem merav yom tov are also mida araisa. He said, on the other hand, the Rambam, of all people, believes that havara isn't a malacha on yontif at all. Right? The Rambam may not believe that about all malacha, but the Rambam does believe that about havara. Right, about lighting fire. So it can't be that the Rambam thinks it's Midah Raisa. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know what, it must be that the Rambam, Lishitaso, will tell you no, that this is all Dirabbanan. It's modeled after the limitations of Machshir Ochel Nefesh, but it's only Dirabbanan because, ironically, the Malacha that he thinks on a Dar Raisa level is the most Mekil, on a Dirabbanan level is the most Machmir. Right? Because on a biblical level, there's no limitation on Havara, and on a rabbinic level, there's almost an entire prohibition on Havara, right? You can only spread fire, you can't create a new one. So that's how he understands the Rambam. Also mishum nola. The Magid Mishnah perish to be'esh yevshar l'asr mishum nola. But the Magid Mishnah says that he doesn't think that by fire you could prohibit it because of nola. Why? Zelashono. Sharei ein ze kibetza shenolda. Now, first of all, the Aruch HaShulchan first of all plays with it a little bit, and he says, he assumes we're not talking about molad, we're talking about nolad. And, you know, they may or may not be the same thing, right? Nolad is a form of mukta, right, that you can't use something new on Yom Tov. Molad is an issur to create something new, and according to the Sefer HaTruma, the issur of molad may be to create nolad, possibly. So the Aruch HaShulchan assumes we're talking here is not molad, maybe it's nolad, right? He thinks it's really not molad or nolad, entirely. He thinks it's more of, ochel nefesh. He just calls it nolad. But he said the Magid Mishnah doesn't like nolad at all. He says, why? V'zeh l'shono, sharei ein zeh kibetza shenolda. The classic case of nolad is the new egg on Yom Tov. Shasura lefi she'eino davar haroi ba'atzmo, because it's not intrinsically, you know, usable. El levash l'afas, you have to cook it. V'nira shem hotzi, shem mutal ishtamish, v'lo zru ele mishum shlo hayel l'holid, keven she'efshar lo v'merav, ha'kal l'shon l'zvarav. And he said, and if you create the new fire, it would be mutter to use, because it is useful, it's just that you aren't allowed to do it. Udvarav, hadik amara gemara, my time mishum molad b'yom tov, eina kavana mishum iser nolad, ela mishum zahay laholad b'yom tov. And this is back to the Taz, right? That nolad doesn't mean, molad doesn't mean that there's an independent iser of molad. What it means is, you should have done it before, right? That's all it means. But now the Aruch HaShulchan says, okay, so the Magid Mishnah supports the Taz, but I don't like it. El she'ikur dvarav tmuim. It doesn't make any sense. Deich efshar lomar dechol she'enu b'maychal atzmain b'nolad. V'ariyasur d'shivrei kelim v'mitam nolad v'chin isur l'hasik barinim v'arimishum nolad. There's all these types of things that aren't food themselves that are nolad. Tzarech lomar d'kavanosud lav dafka ochel yeshu v'shem nolad el kol davar mamashi aval or she'enu b'mamashu is klal. And he goes into the whole thing, right? Etc. Then the Aruch HaShulchan says, you know why the Rambam said that this couldn't really be molid? Because fire doesn't exist. Right? It's not tangible. Right? It's sort of like, you know, I don't know, spiritual, ephemeral, I don't know exactly what it is. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan also says it must be that he doesn't really mean molad. At first he says he does mean nolad, and then he says, no, it doesn't mean nolad. It means it's a dirabbanan, maybe deraisa, but probably dirabbanan limitation of ochel nefesh. And he says the reason is because fire isn't real enough. Now again, the Aruch HaShulchan can't accept that the Rambam doesn't believe in this category at all. Right? So he says maybe the Rambam doesn't believe in the category in this instance because fire isn't tangible enough. But the simple understanding is, as you go through the Rambam, is that the Rambam didn't believe in molad. He just didn't believe in it. And maybe, I mean, in one case he did. Why he believed it there, I don't know. But generally, he doesn't believe in it. So again, by Molad Eish, you have this this machlokas. And there was a big machlokas in the Achronim. Now, at this point, it's been settled, right? We all know that in Yom Tov, we just spread fire. We don't use matches. There was a huge machlokas in the Achronim, which derived from the fact that apparently most of the Achronim didn't, as the later post can say, you know, I shouldn't say this, but they all do. Apparently, they had no idea what a match did, right? Because they all said, oh, matches are, there were all these posts that said matches are mutar in Yom Tov. Why? Because the way matches work is there's a fire, like, embedded in the match. Like, the nature of fire is, like, embedded in the match. So there were achronim who said, yeah, it's usher to light a fire from, like, flint, but it's mutar from matches, and some of them prove it, because they say you use a match, what happens? Right, it doesn't just have a spark. Like when it, you know, when it goes off, it, you know, immediately, like the sulfurous part, like, you know, it's like this big flame. You see that the koach of the ash is like embedded in it, and then other of the acharim who eventually figured out what exactly a match is, right, said, "What are you talking about? Like a match is exactly what the Gemara is talking about. You can't create a new flame."
When we were kids, we all used like a match
to spread. Obviously. Yeah. Like, I meant lighting a new match, not a.
But now they don't allow that.
Who doesn't allow that?
They don't allow you to take a match onto a fire.
The rabbis or the safety people?
Fire.
Who?
No.
Who doesn't allow that? Who doesn't allow that?
Certain rabbis.
They don't allow that. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
It's mutter.
People down south, they don't allow that.
To put a match, let's say, but on
you're creating a new fire. You're creating a new fire.
No, you're not creating a new fire. You're spreading a fire. That's exactly what you're allowed to do.
They call it a new fire.
It's not a new fire. It's just pushing the Gemara. I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
For example, if you have two big yontif, okay.
So what do they do?
And you want to take
put it
for example from a gas stove or from an existing light and lighting new light. Don't allow that. They do not allow.
Why
that?
Why is not allowed? But if you put
because
a
it's
candle.
No light because they consider that to be a new light.
But what about if you put a candle?
But it's
to the
explicit
fire.
That it's. I'm so confused. I don't know what. I honestly, I've never heard of this in my entire life.
Real rabbis have said this. I do too. I have no idea. I have no idea what it is.
Real rabbis have said a lot of things, but like, I don't know what.
Real rabbis in our shul have said it.
That you can't use a match.
You can't put a
like
match
spread to
on,
spread
on
to
a
spread.
Gas yeah. Lighter.
Why?
Right, yeah, but let's say you have an electric stove.
You can't
put a match
onto
the I didn't say you can't.
You can't
do
use.
It. I don't. I,
wait. You
I
can't use a match to spread a flame.
You have a match.
That's what is explicitly
a new flame.
You're not creating a new flame. That's what the Gemara just.
They call it a new flame.
It's not a new flame.
I
think you're distinguishing between people that keep an extra yurt.
That's no different than striking.
And you just light the match off of that. Versus someone who has the glass top stoves, where you don't see any heat, and putting it on there. I think you distinguish.
Oh, is that what they're doing? On a from a flame? From like a gas stove?
From a gas stove.
Element.
But the element you're creating the match is burning because of the heat and the element.
No, if it's I would understand it if you touched it to heat and not to fire.
Maybe
that's what they mean. I don't know.
So if you have an electric stove, you have an element that's red hot.
That's an interesting question. That I haven't thought about. That actually I don't know.
That's
presumably creating a new. I hear why that would be awesome. I thought you meant from a gas stove. From a gas stove, it's obviously.
Why would
the
answer from an electric stove?
Because maybe that's not an ash. I understand. But it's.
You can't take a piece of.
That's an interesting question. I have to look into that. That I've never actually thought about.
I can't take a piece of wood and put it on a red hot.
I don't know. I don't know. I've never thought about it. Until right now. I've never thought about it until... Okay, I'll have to look it up. I have to... What?
From a flame.
I mean, my parents always had a gas stove, so that's what we always did. And we have an electric stove, but we're never home for Yom Tov, so like... You know?
The world is changing.
What? I mean, we're home for Shavuos, but like, otherwise we're at my, you know... We haven't been home...
You could take a match from a candle.
We've made Yom Tov, but in Israel we had a gas stove. Mm-hmm. Now I have an electric stove. But from a candle, for sure. Yeah, from a candle.
Right.
I honestly never even thought of doing that. Taking a match and putting it to an electric stove and having it ignite.
They require you to.
I don't know.
They require.
Okay,
you
I'm gonna bracket it. That's a really interesting question.
Take it from the outside left.
But that's no different than taking from a gas stove.
But not a match.
No, but
directly.
Oh no, we
why?
So
no,
we do
fine.
A match. The we light an extra Yahrzeit candle.
Yeah, that's what we
right.
do.
And we light from there.
We light
a
match.
There wasn't
the
even
match.
Electric element.
Okay.
Because there you see the age. It's the new glass top where you don't see the source, and you're just doing it from heat.
That's already an interesting question. That I have to think
that's
about.
That's the only thing that I heard was the actual question was on those.
Okay. That I have to look into. That's an interesting. I've never even thought about
that.
Okay, I'm going to have to look
into it.
Is that what you're talking about?
Is that what you were talking
like
about?
Like touching a match to a heat source rather than a fire itself?
The burner of an electric stove.
Oh, I mean, that's okay. Not, I mean, that's an interesting, okay. I don't know. That I don't know the answer to. That I hear why someone would answer it. I don't know. I honestly have no idea. Okay. I'll have to look that one up. Okay. So now that we've seen basically every case that comes up in Shas of Molids, I want to just look at some of the, we've done some of the practical stuff already. Ice, both melting it and making it, whipped cream. But as I mentioned, two of the more modern, a little bit more modern shaylas are electricity and chemical reactions, like those heating pads. So very quickly, this really explodes with the Beis Yitzchak. Right. So, quick background. Right. Electricity comes around. No one knows what to do with it. Is it mutar on Shabbos? Is it aser on Shabbos? Right, obviously, if you use it to do a malacha, it's aser. But electricity, qua electricity, is it aser or mutar? What is it? So the first shita, I was corrected after I gave my first shiur on this. Someone in YU Torah corrected me and said, no, it's not true. Everyone says the first shita is Beis Yitzchak. It's not true. The first shita to weigh in electricity was Levushei Mordechai, was Mordechai Winkler, who said that electricity was Asur on Shabbos because of Amir L'Nachri. Because by using electricity, you're implicitly telling the non-Jew at the electric company to shovel more coal into the whatever, you know, to get the... you know, to get whatever, the motor going, to get the generator going, to get electricity. Okay, that's basically never quoted in halachic discussions, but that was apparently the first position.
That makes sense. Use a battery.
Whatever. Okay, that's
or,
what he said.
Or solar.
You know, whatever. I mean, okay, he didn't have that in, 18...
Or hydro.
You know, whatever. Yeah, I mean, he's in the late 1800s. But yeah, so... but the first shita that really gets quoted all the time is the Beis Yitzchak. So Yitzchak Shmelkes says in two lines, right? It says Yesh, it's in Yerodea of all things, right? It's the Hashmatos to Yerodea, right? It's not like in the middle of a discussion of the topic, you know. It's just there. It said Yesh Yisur Od Mishum Da Yudei Skirat Zerem HaElektri Nolat Koach Elektri Ze'Asur B'Shabbes Dikmo B'Sichufei Ashiroi Amrinan B'Veisa Beged Asur Mishum Molid Recha D'Asur Lasos Elektrish Farbindum.
Farbindum.
I don't know what that means, but...
Is that Yiddish?
What does it mean?
Farbind means to make.
Okay, it's electric, making electricity. It's making electricity.
Yeah.
So the Beis Yitzchak says, this Isser that we've assumed now, of Rashi, of me, you know, whatever, that against the Rambam, that there is a prohibition called Molid, of creating something new, that's why electricity is Isser. Now this...
But only Nirvana.
I mean, Nirvana. And therefore, electricity, using electricity on Shabbos, again, not an incandescent light bulb, which is a different problem, not using, your electric mower where you're doing, coats air or toe lace or whatever you're doing, right? Just your cell phone, whatever. It's Asur, Midrabanan, because of Molid. Now, there's a lot of problems with that. Problem number one is, according to Bavad Yosef, that would mean, right, summarizing the positions, that would basically mean that according to Sfaradim, it might just be Mutter, right? Because the Rambam doesn't believe in Molid. So, right, that could create problems, right? As he already said. I mean, Shulchan Aruch did accept it, but...
Why does he say Shabbos and without... why doesn't he say Yontif?
I mean, that was his context. He was with Shabbos, right? That was what came up. Whereas, I mean, obviously it's going to be Yom Tov also. The case he's quoting is from Yom Tov.
Yeah,
right? We've just seen it.
Yeah. But Yom Tov. No,
but fine. But he's quoting our Gemara, right?
Yeah.
Which is in the context of Yom Tov. And this becomes the first position that everyone has to contend with. But there's, besides for the problem, do we even paskin like Molid, which is Ashkenazim do and many Sephardim do, as we've already seen. There's many other problems. So I just gave you, you can look through the literature and goes on for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of pages. So I gave you a summary from Udi Fixler in an article he wrote where he just summarizes basically from the Tzitzel Yezer, from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he sort of pulls out the main opposition svaras to the Beis Yitzchak and he puts them here. He says, one, right, Bram, Nitan Lakshot Misparshe Lodal Dimyon Zeh, right, there's many reasons to believe this is not Molid. One, Kasher Nolad Reach Bebeged, Harayu Nishar Tavua Bo, Vahu Kol Lod Chadasha, Kedei Lahotzi Zereach Me'abeged, Yishtarach Be'ma'amatz, Vahu La Aktivit, Skirat Ma'ak Chal Chashmele, Yishoneh, Amnam Umishaneh Et Chunot HaMachshir, Ach Miyad Vinduch HaMa'agal, Harayi Eina Mashir HaRoshim Klal, Ayod Va'Tchuna Pokat Me'amachshir, Kasher Ledaver Lodat Tchuna Chadasha O, Vahi Arayit. Problem one, the case in our Gemara is where you create something that has a staying power, right? Like you've embedded a smell into this piece of clothing. It doesn't leave so easily, right? You gotta put it in the wash, right? That implies that molid has to have some permanence. Right, as we've already seen, the Aruch HaShulchan says the reason the Rambam doesn't believe fire is molid is because it's not permanent, right? It's not tangible. So problem one is, it's very nice to say there's an Isser called molid, but molid is creating something with staying power, with permanence.
It's
not, right? Electricity.
Not necessarily so. I think Mara is just using that as an example.
Well, obviously what the basic clerk is going to tell you, but many of the poskim said, okay, but you can't prove that something which you can easily get rid of isn't molid. Now, you, on the other hand, you could say, no, maybe it's not about staying power, it's about significance, and it is significant. That's true, and that's how the basic clerk will defend it. But right here, he's just summarizing why people challenge it. So one is, maybe molid needs permanence. Maybe it doesn't. But two, skirat magal chashmen le'inotzeret in yirgiya chadasha. Second of all, it doesn't create new energy, right? Nir eshe karov l'damot skirat magal zrimat mayim b'tzineret sh'mafshim et zrimat shal chomer l'mkomot shonim ochos mimoteh. Lo medebar l'yitzirat dar chadash sarat moneh shel hitbashtu do. Some people said, well, you're not really creating new electricity, right? You're just directing, right? You know, there is like this, these electric forces, right, in the world. You're turning it on, like, there's a flow, right? There's a residual flow even when it's off. Right? If you leave something plugged in, but it's off, right? There'll still be residual flow, right? Very minor, but there'll be residual flow. Right? And maybe this is not new enough, right? It's not a new energy, it's a redirected energy. Now, that may not be true, because if you think about it scientifically, right, until you close the circuit, nothing is there. It's true that, like, there was electricity around, but until you close it, nothing will begin. So you can hear the basis of tomorrow, but on the other hand, maybe it's not quite creative enough. Three, Dini Molich and Ezra.
Put a smell into a thicket, is that more creative? All you're doing is redirecting the smell into a circuit.
Well, it wasn't there yet, right? It didn't exist at all in the Beged.
No, it certainly didn't exist at all in the circuit before.
Yeah. Well, that would be the defense. I'm not saying you can't defend the Beis Yitzchak. You know, like I said, he summarizes what everyone, you know, brings against him.
Well, so if you turn on an air conditioner in the room, let's say, then you should shut it off. Okay, the electricity stops.
But the effect stays, right?
You still have a cold room.
No, here. Each one of these you could pick apart. There's a reason the Beis Yitzchak is many people reject it, many people accept it. Like, it's not crazy, it's just not obvious. Right? Three, he says, Dini Molid Shenesrim, Dvarm Shadim Mesugal Achushotam. The third is that it could be that Molid only is things that you can perceive, sort of the thing you're creating, rather than just the effects. Zerim Chashmali, Umichut L'chushi Adam, Lo Barosh Nitan L'olid Davar Shlo Nitan L'chush. Right? Maybe Molid doesn't apply to things that you can only perceive the effects rather than the thing itself. Four, din molid.
You touch the wire, you should just feel it.
Right. You know, but you, like I said, you could defend each of these. You could defend the basis. Right? If you couldn't defend the basis, we wouldn't possibly, like, what?
The smell
as well. Right, you could say the same as with the smell. Right? You don't really see it. Right?
That's why I think he used the word kush. Kush is a sense, isn't it?
Well, it's all any of the senses, yeah.
So the sense of smell is there, but the sense of touch was just...
Sort of well, that's the problem, right. And then he says, four is din molid, mofim, esparsik, and gomorach, lo barushin dan l'archiv otam, l'mekrim shachamim, lo eskiroto. The last thing is, it's not totally clear that molid is a catch-all and not just, you know, a localized gzera. So again, you could respond to each of these, and you could say, no, molid is a general gzera. You could say that you can perceive the electricity. You can say it does have staying power. And you can say that you don't need staying power. Or you could say that this isn't redirecting, creating something new. But this was really the machloka. So many poskim rejected the Beis Yitzchak, and many poskim accepted the Beis Yitzchak. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it's not clear what he said. Because Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach didn't like the Beis Yitzchak. He makes it very clear. He liked Beis Yitzchak as a person. He didn't like this shita of the Beis Yitzchak. And he makes that very clear in his tshuvot. But in Tshuva Yud Aleph, in Mincha Shlomo, he says, I don't understand the Beis Yitzchak, and I have all these questions on him, but Kfar Hora Zaken. Right? But the elder has already paskened. Now, there's two ways of reading. This is always the problem with rabbinic, you know, phrases like that. I mean, what does it mean, Kfar Hora Zaken? Kfar Hora Zaken means one of two things. Either, I don't understand it, but the Beis Yitzchak is so great that if he said it, I will accept his opinion, even though I don't fully understand it. Or, he's so great that I can't say that I don't accept his position, but I really don't. Right? So, many poskim think that Rav Shlomo Zalman Lahalacha accepted the Beis Yitzchak, even though he didn't understand him. Other people think that Rav Shlomo Zalman rejected the Beis Yitzchak, and he just respected him as a person, and therefore he said, I can't say I'm arguing, but I'm arguing. Right? Partially because Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote these tshuva when he was like in his 20s. Right? You know, his argument with Chazon Ish also, the Chazon Ish was like 30 years his senior. Like, you know, I may not agree, you know, I may not understand everything that I don't know, Rav Asher Weiss writes, but I would not say, well, Rav Asher Weiss says this and I pask in this way. It's just not happening, right? It's just, you know. Well, that's exactly the machlokes, is that no one knows. Meaning, he thought the Chazon Ish was wrong. That he made clear. The Chazon Ish thought it was Osir Midoraisa because of Boneh. He said that was wrong. He didn't like the Beis Yitzchak, but he wrote Kfar Hora Zaken. So it's not clear whether his position at the end of the day was, I'll accept the Beis Yitzchak that it's Moled, even though I don't understand it, or is it, we don't know why it's Osir at all. And then even within Tshuva Yud Bet, where he says, I don't know why electricity is Osir, there's at least three positions of what he meant. Some people think he meant, I don't know why it's Usher, but it's Usher because of Molid. Some people say, I don't know why it's Usher, and therefore we treat it as Usher for no reason, but we do. Other people say it's Usher because it's a Minhag, and other people say he meant it's Usher because of the spirit of Shabbos. Nobody really knows what he said. Every position under the sun is said.
Did someone ask him, you know?
His true votes say we don't know why it's Usher. That doesn't stop.
Rav Novus doesn't have
Right, Broyd and Rav Jasher in the article say it's a minhag. Rabinovich says that he asked Rav Henkin, senior. And Rav Henkin, senior, what?
Is a minhag. Who created the minhag?
I don't know. He doesn't say the word minhag ever. He never says.
For thousands of years, they didn't use the
Yes, exactly. He doesn't say minhag, but that's how they interpret in their article when they were in their 20s. This is already an old article.
Right.
Rabinovich says he asked Rav Henkin, and Rav Henkin said it was spirit of Shabbat. I don't know what he meant, right? Other of his Talmidim say, Rachmana Litzlan, right? That's not what he meant, right? You know, I think Nevensol, right, weighs in, so that's not what he meant, right? He said it was Usher. He just didn't know why, right? I don't know what he means. But whatever he means.
Wouldn't people know they either sat in the dark or they didn't?
Oh, he could turn on the
lights. No, he's got electric lights. He thought it was Usher, and you can turn them on before Shabbos. Electric lights, he thought it was Usher.
Okay.
He wrote a two-volume book on that because of the tungsten filament, because of Gachelet Chamatechet. He didn't know of LED lights. You know,
no, Tuvaru, they burn out.
But they're fire. They're, you know, the Rambam says explicitly Gachelet Chamatechet is Eish. He has a two-volume book where he says that electric lights are Usher. Well, that's the question. That's why you would say it's mutter. That's why I don't know. Because on the one hand, it's halachically eish. The question is it eish for these purposes? I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't know. I really don't know. Because there are differences. In terms of mechaba, there are differences, as we'll see. Right? Because it's eish, but it's not identical to eish. Right? They're, for obvious reasons, it's not identical to eish. Okay.
I would have thought halogen would be more...
So here's what happened. So I won't read this inside for you, but I gave it to you. What happened was that the minhag basically came amongst many poskim, that even if we don't understand the Beis Yitzchak itself, and as we've already mentioned here, you can really defend the Beis Yitzchak. It's not like the Beis Yitzchak is crazy. It's not obvious that he's right. You could explain why electricity is different than creating new scents and garments. but you could say it's the same, right? If not, you could go both ways on that. So many poskim, the minhag is to accept the Beis Yitzchak, right? Either because they really believe like the Beis Yitzchak, or they think like Shlomo Zalman, we have no better thing to work with. Why is that important? So the reason that's important, and I mentioned this all the way at the beginning, is that the Gemara says explicitly that Molid is only creating something new and not increasing quantity or strength or magnitude, right? Adding a new scent is usur, but taking a flower and rubbing it between your fingers, the smell gets stronger when you already sensed it before, is mutter. And therefore, people think the basic is right, and you will see smicha students in Israel doing this. And this is, by the way, the basis for why Hatzalah people will raise and lower, right, the sound on their walkie-talkies. Where does that come from? I understand you make it louder, right? You can't hear it. There's a call coming in. But how can they turn it down during shul? Because you pass in like Beis Yitzchak that it's only a problem of molid. It's only a problem to turn it on, right? And maybe it's not even a problem to turn it off, right? It's only a problem to increase quantity, right? It's definitely not a problem to increase or decrease quantity, because that's not molid, right? And therefore, the poskim who follow the Beis Yitzchak say, or many of them say, that it is mutter to, you know, if you have a light, right? Let's say on Yontif an incandescent light bulb, and on Shabbos a LED light, right, which has a dimmer, it would be mutter to use lechatchila, right? And many of the somet, Shabbos creations, right? They have a whole bunch of things, right? Some of them are grama, some of them are this, some of them are that. But what many of them are is that they never, right? They never fully turn off. And therefore, all you're doing is you're increasing the flow of electricity. And if you think electricity is like the Beis Yitzchak, so then, as many people poskim note, especially, right? Some poskim say it's not enough that the circuit technically be closed, like you have to be able to perceive it. So some of the Tzomet things, like, they'll actually be vibrating. Like, you'll see there's a vibration, like they're moving, right? They're not moving enough to, let's say, roll, right? But they're moving enough that you can tell that they're on, right? But the way you'll use them on Shabbos is so for example, they have one of the things they have is a doorbell, right, for security. So instead of, pressing a button and, it setting off whatever, they have a button that's attached to a light, right, a dim LED light, and when you press it, right, it increases the flow of electricity, so it goes from dim to bright, so the security person on the other side who's watching this LED light, it'll go from dim to bright. And they say, why is that mutter? Because of the Beis Yitzchak. Because the Beis Yitzchak said it's molid, and if it's molid, it's only usher to turn something on. But it was, the light was there before, it's just brighter now, that's mutter lechatchila, right? And many, many, many of these Shabbos things are predicated on the position of the Beis Yitzchak. And I gave that to you here, you can read it inside, I'm not going to read it through all of it now, but as you can see on page 2, right, LED, 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 right? Right, that's one of the big heterim for it. It wouldn't work necessarily for incandescent light bulbs, because that might be a problem of Aish, and Aish would be a problem, at least on Shabbos, to increase. But as long as it's LED, it's only a problem of electricity, and if it's only electricity, and you pass on the Beis Yitzchak, so then you can make it brighter, right? If it's, right, on Yontif, you could even make an incandescent light bulb brighter, right? Because then worse comes to worse, it's right, it's spreading of Aish, it's not a new fire, so it'd be mutter. If you think it's Aish, you wouldn't be able to turn it down, right, because of Mechabe, right? If you think it's a problem of, now, many people point out it's not so pashut, because some LED, because there's two ways that something can get dimmer, right? One is that there are multiple mini bulbs, right, and when you turn it up, more of them go on. That would be a problem of molid. Sometimes it's that more electricity is going to the bulb itself, and that's why it's getting brighter. So many of the posts can note that you have to be very careful, right, which one you're talking about. Again, I'm not posking, but this is why the basis is so important, and understanding the principles of molid is so important to figure.
Why would you be able to turn the current up and down according to the cousin each?
That's a very good question, and I don't know if I have a good answer to it.
apparently what I understood was when you close the circuit.
No, I understand. According to the Chazon Ish, you could have said this also, right? Theoretically, because he said it's about bone, right? If the circuit already exists, so yacholiyot. And you're right. According to the Chazon Ish, you could make this argument as well. And people note that. According to the Chazon Ish, this might be true. According to the Yitzchak, it's obviously true, right? Now,
so
in addition,
if you don't hold like the Beis Yitzchak, who do you hold like?
I don't know. You can hold like Chazon Ish. You can hold like Rishon LeZalman. You can hold. I mean, you know, we've spent so much time on this, right? You can hold like Rabbi Minovich and say electricity isn't really usher. It's only the spirit of Shabbos. Let's just move on, right? You can do whatever you want. Or you could be Rosh Weiss and you could say it's Mako Vadish, right? You can do whatever you want. There's many options. But many people do possibly Beis Yitzchak, and this is sort of the basis of what many people do. He notes here on the second page here, on the last page, like fourth page already, that he thinks that he quotes from Professor Lev, like Machon Lev, like that Professor Lev, that he thinks that LED lights might not even be molid, right? Even if some electricity is, and here's his reasons, right? If you look at the sort of the bullet points here, he said one is, he said it's not really like any of the other molids, because you're, again, the same critique. You're not creating something new, right? Because, you know, the LED light existed already, right? You're just turning it on, right? But nothing has changed fundamentally. He said it's clearly not molid age because there's no heat. It's not molid reyach, because, and so here he possibly like an eerie against Rashi, right? We saw there was a machlokas in molid. Is molid about creating something new or embedding a new quality into a pre-existing thing, right? Rashi thought it's about creating the scent. Meiri said it's about embedding the scent into the clothes. Professor Lev notes that, at least in the case of, you know, many times for electricity, you have to assume like Rashi. Right? The Beis Yitzchak doesn't work unless you assume like Rashi. According to Meiri, you're not really embedding any quality into anything. Definitely not on a permanent basis. You might be creating something new, but you're not creating a quality in something else. The only thing you're creating is electricity itself, and that's circular if you think you're embedding the quality of electricity into itself, right? Either it exists or it doesn't. And therefore, Professor Lev also rejects the position of the Beis Yitzchak. But again, many people do accept it, and they base the positions on they're sort of the application based on this issue of the chufe kasa shirai versus the moloma riachbo, and say that it's only usher if you're creating something new, not if you're increasing magnitude or quantity. He notes here at the end that the primary reason Shlomo Zalman really didn't like the basis was he thought that molid isn't a catch-all isser. It's only the specific things that Chazal mentioned. That either you accept it or you don't. If you accept it, there's nothing you can do about it, right? Then it's just, it's not molid. But that's, you know, okay. The Rosh Weiss, right, does think that according to Beis Yitzchak, it would be an Isser molid. Again, Professor Lev thinks it's not true, that even according to Beis Yitzchak, it would be mutter to light a new LED light because it's not like other things. Rosh Weiss thinks, no, it would be molid, but that's, you know, sort of internal machlokas. I just gave you a note here, because, you know, we could go forever. These machlokas appear in everything. There's a machlokas achronim about seltzer, right? Is making seltzer molid. And there is actually a tshuva, it's amazing, which says, of course, seltzer is... Well, there's actually a tshuva that says that seltzer isn't just... Some say it's molid, right? Because you're giving life, you know, to the water. Some people say it's actually also midoraisa. Yeah, so there is actually a tshuva that says it's also midoraisa based on the Chazon Ish. They say, oh, the Chazon Ish says if you give life to something, right? In one of the formulations of the Chazon Ish, he says electricity is also because you're maybe min hamaves al hachayim, right? You give life to the kli. So the Tzitzel Yezer quotes, I think it's from the base Yishai, says, well, if turning on electric appliance is giving life to the appliance, then adding carbonation to water, that's like giving life. You know, it goes from water to exciting seltzer, right? And therefore says asumi daraisa, it's maybe minamavis alachayim. You get discussions about bringing people to life using Sefer Yetzirah. Right? You get all types of interesting things. One of the big machlokot that I just mentioned here, and I can send you articles about it, is the question of chemical reactions, right? The chemical reactions machlokas is a big machlokas, like the heat, the pads, whatever. The glove warmers and the like. So many people there say it's usher because of molid. Now here, even the Rambam might be molid, because we saw the one case the Rambam does agree to molid is molid chom, right? So some people wonder maybe it's d'oraisa, but most folks can assume it's not d'oraisa because there's no fire, right? So they assume if there is an issur, it would be molid chom. So again, if it's molid chom, that means that it'd be also midrabbanan. But in the army, some folks can think it's mutter l'chatchila, because they think that this isn't molid, either because it's temporary, right, or because it's, and we saw this in the case of electricity, in the case of ice, they're slow acting, right? Some of them at least are slow acting, right? Meaning you shake it up and you don't immediately perceive the heat, because you just begin the chemical reactions, but it takes a few minutes to get warm. So certain posts can say, like they did by the ice, that maybe molid is only when your action immediately is perceived as creating something new, not that it set the reaction in motion. So many of the poskim, and there's an article in Tchumen by Rav Rosen, there's an article in Tchumen by Rav Rabinovich. So many of the poskim say it's mutter l'chatchila to use these on Shabbos because it's not fire and it's not molid either because it's temporary and you don't perceive the change immediately. Other people say, no. In the end of the day, it's molid chom, but it's only the rabbanan based on molid. And therefore, in the army, when there's reasons to waive derabbanan, especially if you're freezing up in the top of the chermon, they will be mekel. The last thing I'll note here is, and again, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I gave it to you. I note that I already mentioned that the machlokas with matches on Yom Tov. There was independent of the question of using electricity on Shabbos, there was a separate machlokas as to whether you could use electricity on Yom Tov, right? Because on Yom Tov, there's more reason to be mekel, right? Because if it's Eish, right, and it's, if you don't think it's creating a new Eish, it would be more mutter, and what if you're using it for Ochel Nefesh, it would be mutter. So there is a very long article that notes that there was a minhag of Sephardi poskim to say that it was mutter, that electricity actually was mutter. I gave you here from Rav Uziel that he writes this in 28. He says, now here's the problem, right? There's a list of Sephardi poskim who say it's mutter to turn on electricity. Why? Because you're allowed to have the fire, as long as you don't create something new. And they say, well, electricity isn't something new. The electricity is just waiting there in the wires, and you're just bringing it out. So the Titzeliezer notes the reason that most poskim, despite the fact that you have very prominent Sephardi poskim who say electricity is mutter on Yom Tov, the Titzeliezer said, no, and I just gave you the bold, you can look at the bolded line. Because that's not how electricity works, right? Or eino muchan kal b'hachutin, kanal, right? Like, it's just not there. It's just not true. Like, electricity, you do actually have to contend with the issue of closing the circuit. Whatever you think that is, you have to contend with it. You can read it inside if you would like, but there were these poskim who thought that even if it's not us or in mutar on Shabbos because of fire and the like, it is asur v'vadya, kedarko b'kodesh, says, I hear what the Tzitzit Eliezer is saying, that all these prominent Sephardi poskim didn't understand reality, and therefore, lechatchila, I would tell you, should be machmir, but there are a lot of great Sephardi poskim who said it, so if people are mekel, don't bother them, right? That's like Rav Avadya Kedarko Bakodesh. Okay, so now we spent 3 weeks on it, but you've seen, molid becomes one of the most important halachic chaylas, both because of classic ones, right? Making ice, melting ice, whipped cream, etc., but also because of all the new things of electricity and chemical reactions and the like. In each of them, the poskim are asking, is it molid like all the sugyos in Shas? Can we expand molid beyond it? And if we do usher something because of molid, so then what would come out is that it's only usher to create something new and not to increase magnitude, and that really creates an entire industry of Shabbos friendly products, especially for people who need it in medical and security situations, which are all in the end based on Beis Yitzchak's specific understanding and application of this principle of Molad. Okay.
All right.